Welcome to Half-Ass Podcast, the place where all of your questions get half-answered. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon.
Hey guys, how you doing? What's up?
Me?
We're just smiling at her.
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
I'm also good.
You're not so good?
No, I am also good.
Oh, you're also good.
Putting on some muscle.
So you're listening to Half-Ass Podcast?
She looked over at the camera that's turned off and flexed her muscles.
It could have been on.
It could be.
It's not.
But I'll have to remember to do that later, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, if you're on Patreon, you'll see Britt flex on the next trivia one. Maybe.
Who's the champ right now?
Shut up.
No, I wasn't being...
You are.
You're the champ.
Okay, good.
You're the trivia champ.
I like
champ.
It that way.
I don't.
I don't.
I think my score last time was 6 or 7 points.
I don't remember.
But that's because I bet it all. Britt and I were gamblers. We bet all our points and then we lost.
My last question was a straight up guess. My last answer, I guess.
You guessed good.
I did. Yeah. I don't remember what I guessed. I think it was C or 3.
I don't even know what the question
was.
Three.
I know what number I picked though.
Can you guess what we're covering today? On Half-Ass Podcast.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I can't guess because I know.
Oh. That's fair. You did just ask beforehand, though.
Answer is L for London Bridge.
Ooh. L for London Bridge. Winner.
So, the story starts in 43 AD.
What? That's a long time ago. Yeah. London Bridge existed in 43 AD.
Part of it.
Hey, nobody was there to prove
part of the year. The Roman army was there.
You're right.
So it wasn't the real bridge that was there until the 60s.
Should we introduce ourselves?
Oh, this is Pete in Half-Ass Podcast.
This is Jude.
This is Britt.
Say goodbye, girls.
No, not
yet. Hello. Is it 40, what?
43 AD.
That's like, I can't even fathom that.
Like, people that were alive during Jesus' times were still alive.
43 years after Jesus supposedly died.
Is that how the AD works?
I think so.
That's what I always heard, was after death, before Christ. I think it stands for something else too, but...
It does stand for something else, but I cannot think of it.
Astronomical
it's definitely
data.
Around that time though. Or is, depending on what the right answer is.
That bridge is going to be here long after us.
No, that's not the right... That's not the same bridge.
No.
That bridge.
This bridge, the one the Romans built in 43, they said it was a pontoon bridge, they think. So I think basically they built a bunch of rafts and then like tied them together.
Oh.
Until it was a bridge across the river.
Yeah.
The River Thames, right? It's named after a spice.
No. River Thames?
Thames.
Shit. We always say everything wrong in America. It's spelled T-H-A-M-E-S. I think it's...
Thames?
I think it's...
Let's just call it the river.
The River Tame.
Tamales.
I don't know.
We don't know what river it is. I'm going to call it the River Times.
Go ahead. I like it.
It sounds like a newspaper.
It does. It probably is.
The River Times.
I would be surprised if it is not a newspaper.
Right? Somewhere where there's rivers that exist.
I did know how to say it before this episode. Now I made it a point to learn how to say it. Forgot it. Go ahead.
How did Romans talk?
I think they spoke Italian.
Oh, so how would an Italian person say T-H-A-M-E-S?
Well, the river is in England.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, that's why it's in London. It's called the London Bridge.
Oh my gosh, Britt. Oh my gosh. I'm going to be great on the trivia later.
So a few years later in 50 AD, I think. They turned it into a real wooden bridge. And then I think within a year, there was a trading post put on the, I don't know which side of the river it was, but it's where London is now. And it was called something like Londonville, but it was spelled different.
Like L-U-N-D-E-N?
L-O-N-D-I-N.
Oh.
And then Ville or... Some like town sounding word attached to the back of it.
I have the pronunciation of the river, but it's Tem.
River Tem.
Tem, like T-E-M. It's Tem. They said it comes from Celtic roots. Oh. The River Tem.
The River Tem.
Oh, that's so cool. I would have been wrong all day guessing at that. I'm so used to like Spanish. I'm like, A's. Yes.
Nope. I know.
So there was a trading post on one side of the river, and then shortly after, there was a trading post put on the other side of the river. And then London built up around that bridge, basically. So I think that's super cool. The Romans were basically the one that created the most important city in England. At least I think. I don't know a lot of English history, but I would feel like that's a very important city.
I think it's one of the most famous ones, at least.
Yeah.
So you would think it'd be important.
Yep.
If I had to name a city in England, that'd be the first one I would name.
I would go with Breckenridge. Because that has to exist.
Yeah, it's in Colorado.
Yeah, and other places too, I think. Yeah, I think we have a Breckenridge in Pittsburgh.
I think you're right.
Cambridge. Is
there's a brewery.
Oh, yeah, Cambridge.
That's another bridge.
Where does the Queen stay?
London.
West.
Oh, does she really?
Westminster? I don't know.
I don't really know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, England. We have no clue.
They know where our president is, I'm sure.
And if you guys wanted to go visit him and like talk to him.
Somebody needs to talk to him.
He's just allowing people to come talk to him all the time. Open office hours.
He might charge it, but help.
He might charge you, right?
At the end of it, he goes, "You're fired."
Oh, God.
Anyway, moving right along. So that's all I have about
50 AD is whenever they build that up around. I'm just trying to follow.
Yep, they definitely said those numbers, but how do they know? That's so long ago. I guess the Romans kept pretty good records.
Yeah, you would think it'd be recorded somewhere.
Yep. So the Romans hung out for about 500 years, keeping, like, in England. Mm-hmm. And then I don't remember exactly what happened. I guess, I don't know if that's when the Roman Empire fell or
keep
what.
Keep on but keeping on.
It was in about the 500s AD that they, that London became English, like full blown.
Neat.
And then that's whenever Robin Hood starts hanging out.
I didn't think of fighting the Danes. I didn't think about looking up any of that. That's really cool. I'm glad that you did that.
Hopefully I'm right. Oh, speaking of me being right, we talked on you're like, ooh.
Ooh, very confident.
No, it's the opposite. On the Waco episode, uh-huh. I said that they were Bradley fighting vehicles that the police were using.
Oh yeah, you did.
I don't know where I heard that. I couldn't find anything that described the vehicles now.
Oh.
And there's video for sure, but I didn't end up looking up the video. But I was trying to find out what vehicles were used. Mm. And all it was saying was tanks, like in everything I could find. I know it's somewhere, but in the show, which I thought was really good. I liked the
show.
Did
you finish it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good.
They definitely, in my opinion, in the show, I felt like they were trying to get you to side with the
Branch Davidians.
The Branch Davidians.
Yeah.
And with the negotiator.
Yeah.
Like they make you sympathize with those two and you dislike the HRT, the like military-ish
mm-hmm.
part.
For sure. Yeah.
I already did side with the negotiator the whole time, but
yeah. Oh yeah, that had to be a really tough spot to be in. Dang.
All of it, all the way around. Anybody involved in that had their work cut out for them.
Well, I think like the truth is somewhere in the middle, like everything else in life. No one's completely in the right, no one's completely in the wrong, but for sure the one person that could have ended that was David. It was the only one that could have ended that peacefully.
Yeah. But sometimes
at some point, but I also know I'm kind of stubborn too. I mean, if somebody tells me not to do something, I might dig in a little bit. But if it's going to save my family's lives, I'm not going to risk that. I'm not going to risk my friends' lives, let alone my family and my children's lives over something. But
I wonder if that runs in our family, because I'm stubborn too. You tell me to do something, I will do the absolute opposite. Even if I know it's the right thing to do for the most part, depending on what it is, I'll just be like, no. But if you ask me to do the same exact thing, if you ask me to do it, I'm like, yes, I will do anything in the world I can do to help you.
I know.
But if as soon as you try to like push like authority down on me in a way, I'm like, I'm going to fight the power.
Yeah. Like, no way.
But for David, like, I I think he was mentally ill. Like from,
I think it had to be short.
So yeah. If you're mentally ill, you don't really have the best
judgment on the what. Yeah,
exactly. And awareness. Like he might not have. Like he knew. Well, he said that he knew that they were all gonna die that way
by fire. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if he like made it come true.
Right. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh,
and
so either he was Jesus in the flesh or he was crazy. So yeah, pick a side.
Yeah.
Pick a side.
One more thing before we go back to London Bridge.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
So the CS gas thing.
Yeah.
The like you were saying, Britt, that it was flammable, and Judy and I were like, nah. I didn't see anything that said it was flammable.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like in the end of the show, they were like, I'm not saying that like they knew it was going to happen, but here's what we can say. And he named like 50 times. All right. No, he named like 10 times that CS gas was used.
Mm-hmm.
And every time it ends up in fire.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Like they knew it was going to happen.
Or they knew.
And they didn't say that, but they implied that they knew there was going to be a fire. They being the government.
You said the show said that. So was that a real person at the end of the show talking about it? Okay.
So they basically knew that there was going to be a fire. Mm-hmm. Or if they didn't, they should have. And they did not have any fire department like on scene. They had no plan to put out a fire.
There was a very high probability.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not everything our government does is good.
No.
And right. And
I mean, they are just people. But
yep. I don't think any government is like,
mm-hmm.
You got, there's give and take.
Right.
And like, you can't be good all the time. Like, you got to be a bad guy in somebody's eyes at some point.
That's true. No, right? No matter what you do with how many people live in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to disagree with no matter what you do.
Right.
Like the governor or whoever that lady was that signed off the order, like she thought she was just helping kids, you know, mm-hmm. like she thought she was helping kids. She didn't know she was sending them to their death sentence.
Right.
Like, right.
But usually people do have the best intentions. They just don't know. They just don't see like the outcome that might have come from it.
Right.
Anyway.
But London Bridge.
Yeah.
London
Waco Bridge. Part 2 is over. I just wanted to get that Bradley fighting vehicle thing off my chest because I was like, I took a hard stance on it that I was a Bradley. Now I can't find it.
Aw, well, I'm glad that we were here for you.
You may have heard it from somebody who quoted it incorrectly, or
maybe, you're right. I still couldn't find anything to the contrary.
You could be right.
But in the show, it was definitely Abrams.
It's funny that you brought up Waco, because there's a correlation to where I got my information from the London Bridge and Waco.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so crazy.
What is the correlation?
So, the Ghost Adventure Show. The Ghost Adventure Show is where I got some of my information from.
I tried to watch the episode. I fell asleep.
Ghost Adventures of the Bridge?
I kind of fell asleep too. Yeah, about the bridge because it's supposed to be haunted.
Is Waco haunted?
No. But
not that we know of.
Zach Bagans that's on there bought David Kresh's 1968 Chevy Camaro. Oh,
I saw that it was recently sold.
Like, he bought it.
Like quietly it was sold.
That's nuts.
Bitchin' Camaro, I ran over my neighbor.
Is that a song or did you just make up a ditty?
It's a punk song from the Dead Milkmen.
Mm.
Man. So what I did for my research on the London Bridge is I was trying to find ghost stories.
Okay.
And then
you guys go in different ways.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right? That's why I really liked your information.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked up like the purchase of it and the like the transport of it over to America because it was.
Oh, you're going way deep in.
That's what I did too. Times.
Yeah, like yeah. So. Did you have anything else leading up to here?
Oh, this bridge burnt down like 100 times. It seems it was constantly getting burned down. I don't
before
think
they
it was,
built a stone one. Yeah.
I don't think it was even like 100 AD yet, and it burned down twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like before or after they started building houses on it?
That was before.
Okay. I did see that they like, mm-hmm. Whoever thought about building a house on a bridge? That
I know
is a
who?
Horrible idea.
King John.
Oh.
Or one of his advisors, I really? Guess, probably. Yeah, King John. I don't remember the year, but he built a bridge and it cost so much money that to like make money back off of it, he was selling like lots on the bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think it ended up, it was, I don't know how wide it was. We probably should know all that, but.
I do know how wide and long. Well, the current one, well.
Yeah, but like it got knocked down so often. So I guess that's why the song London Bridge is falling down, because it was constantly going down.
Yeah.
Probably like every other generation saw it go down.
But anyway. I'm trying to think of all the lyrics. Is there anything other than London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down?
There are several. Yeah, I have the lyrics.
My Fair Lady.
Did you want them?
Yeah, I would love to. Let's hear it. Because it's like the wheels on the bus go round and round. You think there'd be different verses to it.
Oh, there is. Oh, okay. You're saying. I know the wheels on the bus.
So it's kind of the same sing-song-ish Judy, tempo.
I want to hear soul in this.
No.
It's a love song.
So some of the additional versions were, build it up with wood and clay, wood and clay, wood and clay. Build it up with wood and clay, my fair lady. Wash the clay, or wood and clay will wash away. And then it goes down. And
wash
then,
away, wash away.
The next one is, build it up with bricks and mortar.
Hey, that's me.
I bricks know, and bricks mortar. And mortar. Nice. Exactly. That's but it why you says, picked this topic. And this is true about you as well. Bricks and mortar will not stay, will not stay. You're always moving around. And then it says, build it up with iron and steel. And then it says, iron and steel will bend and bow.
Bend and bow, bend and bow.
And then the next one is, build it up with silver and gold.
Uh-oh.
But silver and gold will be stolen away.
Yeah, for sure. By all the people that lost their houses on the bridge.
I know. It says, set a man to watch all night. Watch all night, watch all night. Suppose that man shall fall asleep, fall asleep, fall asleep. Suppose that man shall fall asleep, my fair lady. And it ends with, give him a pipe to smoke all night, smoke all night, smoke all night. Give him a pipe to smoke all night, my fair lady.
I wonder what that part means.
He's doing math. He's getting so high. He can stay up.
He's doing math, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, man, bricks and mortar. Wait, I'm in it. I'm in it.
You're in it.
I'm so excited right now. For all of you listening, if you do not know, that is my artist name. You can find me on Instagram at Brixen_mortar.
B-R-I-X-E-N. Brixen underscore mortar.
So they sold lots, and they were 3 stories high on the bridge.
Oh.
Was it 3 or was it even more?
Oh, I don't know. I just saw like the old sketchings of it.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it was higher.
It may have been higher.
Well, 3 stories is pretty high.
That is pretty high on a bridge. Well, I guess 3 stories is pretty much what this photo shows. Like, yeah.
Because you imagine, like, the wind, whenever it's coming through, it goes under and above the bridge, right?
It's got to be freezing ass cold.
Yeah, you got to have, like, really good insulation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, and then wind and water damage. Like, that was setting it up for failure. Like, but live, you learn. You learn not to build houses on bridges.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor that it was built on wool packets.
Wool? Like sheep?
Yeah.
Nah.
But that came from, there was a tax on wool that helped pay for the bridge.
Oh, so it was built on with wool.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense.
I gotcha.
I had never heard that, but we also grew up really far from it. There was a fire that broke out on both ends of the bridge. I don't know how that happens.
I saw that.
That sounds like terrorism.
Yeah, that's because nuts. Like the people were trapped on the bridge.
Right.
And didn't a lot of people die?
Mm-hmm. That was some like a peasant uprising, I think.
Oh.
I think that was it.
We were speaking about governments earlier.
Right. Yeah. It was an accident. I knocked over a candle and I knocked one over there too. My bad.
It was the dog.
No idea how it happened. But
or the goat.
I have no idea, I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably known, but I don't know it. So the whole thing burned down, I'm pretty sure. Need to be rebuilt.
Bricks and mortar. Bricks and mortar. And then they won't stay. They won't stay. What was the next one? Iron will bow.
Iron and steel will bend and bow.
Do you know when the most recent one was built?
What, the one in the Americas? America's
yes,
United
the,
States,
the one
Arizona?
That was moved.
Well, I have down here that the first stone bridge was built in 1209.
It was recently bought and brought over to Arizona in, like, I think, like, the 60s or
1964,
I
think.
It was in the 60s.
But it was, gotcha. That one was 130 years old. Okay. So the one that was brought, I didn't know. How can you bring a bridge over from London, England to Lake Havasu, Arizona, piece by piece?
I don't understand how that would be.
But that's nuts. They had to go through the Panama Canal, I read.
I don't understand how that would be cost effective.
Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't you just build it?
Well, it wasn't like the government. The government didn't buy it.
Yeah.
It was an individual who didn't have a river. He made a river.
Yeah. So he built
up. That's crazy.
Yeah. He had this vision because he's in the middle of Arizona, just like a desert.
A rich dude sitting in the middle of the desert thinking about what he can do.
Yeah. Well, he was like, I really like this spot. I'm gonna completely change it.
I'm gonna make it something different.
I love this nursery rhyme.
And it was kind of genius. Like, everybody was calling him crazy. Like, I was watching an interview with that guy's grandson. But it was kind of genius because he was like, well, I'll bring it in. It'll be a tourist attraction. You build up water and you put a river underneath it. And then, like, you can actually have, like, a town, as like an up-and-coming town.
I mean, yes, but he bought it for $2.4 million in 1964.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money now. Can you imagine back then? Plus, I don't think that that was shipping it over. That wasn't the shipping cost.
That was the cost to pay the
just
person.
Just buy the bridge.
Could you imagine having that much money?
Can you imagine the English people are like, look at this dude. Like, he's going to pay. They're crazy in America.
They thought that he thought he was buying the other bridge called Tower Bridge. That's like an iconic London bridge.
Oh.
Bridge in London.
Okay.
Which wasn't true. He knew what he was buying. He wanted that one that he got.
Do you know what his name was?
Oh, I don't remember.
Dale Earnhardt.
What?
The first.
Robert McCullough.
Oh, yeah.
Of McCullough Oil.
And we have a McCullough in our family.
We do. I'm sure it's probably not related, but.
Yeah.
It could be.
Still cool. It's a unique last name, so it's
it
like.
It is. But it was spelled different.
Oh.
I think it was McCollough or something like that. I don't know.
I don't remember.
There was an O instead of a U somewhere.
So at first I thought the guy was, I guess everybody did. In the documentary I was watching, the guy said, I thought the guy had more dollars than cents.
That's cute.
Which he probably did still, but like, I think it's really neat.
It is really cool.
You're right. It's a lot of money. He could have done other stuff with that, but I don't know. He created a town where there was nothing.
Right. But I don't know that he's ever charged anybody. I think that Lake Havasu provides water to California, to Los Angeles. I could be wrong about that, but I think it does.
I have no idea.
You know what's crazy is I was just watching a YouTube video on, I think, that lake from Bailey Sarian. She does Makeup Mystery Murder Mondays.
So what is that?
It's like a
show?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Those are a bunch of my least favorite things.
It's like,
especially makeup.
I'm really into it. Mondays. But there was a killer called the Toy Box Killer.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, I think there's...
He's pretty horrific.
I think that's the spot that it was.
Really?
Yeah, if I have that right. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that was the same lake.
I thought he was in Toy Box Killer. I thought he was in...
Arizona, right?
New Mexico.
I forgive
that
guy.
I'm pretty sure it was New Mexico, but you can look it up.
It's water under the bridge.
It might be another one that we do.
I heard you.
That was cute. But you said you didn't know how long it is. The one that America bought was 882.5 feet long.
Across the river?
Long, yep.
Okay.
And 205 feet wide. And you'll also like to know that I did it in Brits. So it's 176.5 Brits long.
Wow, it's a lot of meats.
And 21 Brits wide. And I don't mean British people. I mean bricks in across the chair from me.
That 21 Brits wide was more eye-opening than the actual
measurement. The 176.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Anyway.
It's pretty wide.
Like back in, I don't know, whenever the bridge was there.
Mm-hmm.
Before they had the buildings on it, I'm sorry, before they took the buildings off, there was only enough room for like a donkey to go each way at a time.
Oh, wow.
Like, because there was buildings on it.
Right.
And, like, shops and stuff. So there was hardly any room to use it as a bridge.
That's nuts.
It was basically a town there.
Yeah.
I was completely wrong. That was not the same lake.
What is it?
He was in New Mexico. The toy box. Yeah.
So crazy how I remember that.
That's awesome.
We should do a toy box killer. I never even heard of the guy. Yeah, I never heard of him.
Oh, we should. We'll put it on the... Here, put it on the box.
Put it on the toy box.
Oh, geez. Full circle.
Mm.
I don't know how to spell toy box.
I'll put it on the box.
Those are really big words.
You guys don't know what we're doing, but I bought a cube. It's dry erase so that we have ideas on the show. And then we'll... roll the cube to see what our next show will be. Toy box killer.
S-T-O-R-Y. Toy story.
I like that one better than this one. This is pretty crazy.
After the fire broke out, I guess it was the king of England, passed a law that you couldn't have any thatch roofs anymore because they're too flammable.
The 100th fire.
Right. And, I think that was for, like, the whole city. Like, we're not doing that anymore.
I couldn't imagine living in a thatch roof. Could you imagine?
Mexico, they do.
And then at some point, they passed a law that... And it may have been at the same time, but I'm not certain. They passed a law that the government could buy all the lots on the bridge. And they did. So that they could turn it back into a bridge.
Hmm. Well, that's nice.
Right.
But, yeah.
Although it was probably... I think that was probably, like, really prime real estate... For like, if you owned a business,
because
anybody trying to get to the other side of the river is gonna have to go across that bridge. Like,
they have to go by your shop.
And those people that put the those shops there back in like 60 AD or 50 AD, that was also like that's where better. Like, you know, that's like a funnel.
Everybody that comes into the city has to go through there. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet those places got robbed a ton back in the day.
True that. I didn't think about that.
That's probably why they had a city, because they probably had like garrisons posted there to protect both the bridge and so like it was a safe place to live too, because it was being protected by the Romans.
That's true. Back then, yeah.
And this is how cities start. Get some water, get a bridge, get some guns.
Okay.
They didn't have guns back then, but if they did, they would have been there. All right.
Staying back in the olden times here for a second. Do you know that they think that they know who...
Do you know that they think that they know
who My Fair Lady was?
No. The queen?
Was she from the movie?
No. There were a couple of them that they thought, but Eleanor of Provence had sole custody of bridge revenues for a short time period. So all the money made through the bridge. So you had to pay a toll.
To cross the bridge.
So all the money went to her.
I didn't know that.
There were a couple women who were mentioned throughout time. Henry I's consort was Matilda of Scotland, and they said Matilda back then between 1110 and 1118 AD. She was the one who was overseeing all the construction of the bridges in London, and she would also collect the money from...
I wonder if are ladies always the people that are in charge of the bridge?
I never heard that before in my life. I don't know.
Speaking of long time
ago. Back then.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that William Wallace, the Scottish,
Braveheart.
Yes, Braveheart. He was a Scottish rebel rebelling against England. His head was displayed on the bridge.
Oh,
and
yes.
Like anybody that was a traitor to England, their heads would be displayed on the bridge. There was about 600 years that went on.
Yep, they would put them on pikes above the gateway that you had to go through. You had to go under, so you had to look at those heads on those pikes. And they did that to deter people from committing crimes in this city. Although I don't know that it was a deterrent, but... I wouldn't have done
I'm
anything.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. they cut your head off and then everybody looks at it until it is just a skeleton.
I didn't know, though, that that's where Braveheart ended up until I was researching this.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that either.
I think that they, pieced his body out and sent it different places.
You're right. I do think that they, like, what did they call that, where they separate your arms and legs and they pull you apart?
We should do that. We should do William Wallace.
We should do that.
Ooh. Here's the square.
I'd be down with Braveheart.
Braveheart.
We should do William Wallace, is what I just said. should I put Braveheart or William Wallace?
Either one. Doesn't matter.
Tomato, tomato.
So they do say that the bridge is haunted and they could still hear people screaming and they hear things happening at night when no one's around. But
spooky.
I don't know. I mean, did you hear about any of people being found, bodies being found in the...
So there's just some... No, not that I can remember. I know that there were supposed to be bodies that went underneath the river. For some reason, they were, like, documenting, like, bodies underneath the river. Whenever there was pictures, there was, like, shadow people. Or, like, because the bridge is hollow. I don't know if we went over that or not.
No.
The inside is hollow. So whenever you're inside of there, there's, like, weird apparitions.
Yeah, it's like there's, like, arches. And then in the archways between them, there's hollow spots.
There was entrances from the water that you could, like, stairways that you could get up to the main level, I guess it would be. I thought that was neat. I was trying to picture how that would work.
Yeah.
Because, like, if the water level's high, would you still be able to get through that door? Is it a really, really tall door where you just swim over to the steps or something?
That is strange. I don't
know. Although, where would you tie your boat up? Maybe there's floating. I don't know. I don't know how it worked. Floating dock attached to the pier. Pier?
Bridge?
Whatever the support's called.
Right.
I have an idea.
But I know that in England, they supposedly, allegedly, there was someone on... there was a tour guide from England that came over on the Ghost Adventure show, and he said when they were excavating underneath the London Bridge... where it was before they shipped it out, they found 80 bodies.
Oh.
Five of them were children.
Oh.
And they believe that they were, and do you remember when we did that? I forget what special that was, what we were talking about, not special, but episode. We talked about the Vestal Virgins, how they would brick them in somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And that's how they died, like bricked into a wall.
Oh.
These people were bricked in, and they said that they believe that... way back when in Europe, they believed that it brought you good luck to do that. Like,
that's
that would
awful.
Bring them good luck to have
people
immured.
I like to bring those people that did that some good luck.
Oh, that's terrible. But allegedly, I don't know how true that is, but that the guy that was on that show did say that they did find bodies. 80 bodies were found. I'm just going to hope that that was not true and the bodies that they found... But
it was just
an
like
old
a rumor.
Cemetery or something.
Well, yeah, because like if your house was on the bridge back then, you used to bury your family on a family plot.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they had like, it would be like a mausoleum underneath your house.
I guess
that would smell horrible.
Everything smelled bad back then, I think.
That's true.
Including the people.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that
the living ones.
The light. Fixtures.
The light post?
Yeah, were like taken from cannons used by Hitler, right?
No.
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Mm-hmm. That was close.
Yeah. Kinda.
They both killed a lot of people.
The abandoned cannons that were left there by the French, they had them melted down and made into light posts.
That's really cool.
Isn't that? I want to go see Lake Havasuna.
I was thinking the same thing. We want to go visit basically every place we cover.
Please pay... or donate Except on Congo. Patreon so that we can start doing some of these trips and then we'll show you pictures and then you should go as well.
Yeah.
How about you? If you end up going, send us your photos.
We would definitely throw them up.
Yeah, that would be so cool. But you have to have our logo on something.
What will they give them to us? We can put the logo.
There you go.
What are they giving to us? Oh, the pictures.
Pictures of them going to the places that we covered.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all I have on my notes. I did have, you know, that there were several bridges and things, but I think the cool aspect of it is that they brought it over piece by piece.
I just,
oh yeah, yeah,
that's so cool.
I thought it was a really cool idea, like to kind of like make your own oasis. Is pretty much what he did. He made it an oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, what is that called? Whenever you rerouting a river.
Right.
I'm not tired. to where he wanted. It was just super cool. I saw, like I was trying to find, like I kept on running into like haunted houses that were called the London Bridge
on YouTube.
Yeah, but I think it's like a thing over in Britain where they set up like haunted houses and call it the London Bridge because so many people have died on it and it's supposed to be haunted. And then
I was trying to look up like the beheading stuff, like to find out more famous people. Guy Fawkes was also one that was displayed there.
I don't know who Guy Fawkes is, but I like his name.
He tried blowing up Parliament back way long time ago. I don't know what year. It's at V for Vendetta. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah. Not like
That's
years
the
ago.
The mask that they're wearing is a Guy Fawkes mask.
Oh, it looks foxy.
Oh, F-A-U-X.
Right.
Gotcha.
Oh. Oh.
Foxy like
guy.
Is it Anonymous?
Yeah.
I think they wear his mask like as their logo or whatever.
Well, it makes sense if he's like one of the OG people trying to blow up Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Row, row, fight the power.
But I couldn't find anything other than like what I initially found, which made me like look into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I learned about William Wallace and Guy Fawkes. Everything else, if I looked up like beheadings, there was a 2017 terrorist attack on London Bridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like everything was about that. I guess they were using knives.
Oh, geez.
And trying to cut people or something.
My God.
It was in that area. I don't know if it was on the bridge that it happened.
Oh, also, London Bridge was around, and it was in London around the time of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
So that was another, like, part of the folklore was, like...
He would have crossed that bridge.
He would have crossed that bridge. And the Hollow, they think, because the police couldn't figure out how he was moving so quickly, we think now, in today's day and age, that he could have been using the Hollow pathways in the bridge to pop up and out and hide bodies. And oh my gosh, the bodies that they found, who knows, that might have been Jack the Ripper too. Oh no, because he just like sliced them up and left them, really.
Yeah, well, they could have been his beginning. Could have been his trial and error ones.
Yeah.
So... When you said they found bodies.
They found skeletons.
Was it like inside the, like it was, they were bricked in?
You know, I don't know. I did know that they said that it was immured, I-M-M-U-R-E-D, and that's what it means. What to be immured is you're bricked in.
Okay.
That's sad. Who signs
up for that? But I don't know.
Who signs up for that?
Yeah. And I didn't see any photos, so I don't know about that either.
Because you have to sign up for that. There's no way you're just going to stay in there and let somebody be bricking.
Unless you're unconscious at the time.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Could you imagine waking up? I would... Nope. All right, let's change the topic.
Move on.
Changing the topic.
Yeah. But I did read on Ranker. I don't know if it's true or not, but they said that most cases of immurement were supposed to be temporary to teach someone a lesson, and then they were unbricked, you know. And then they would... bring them back out after some time, or they would leave a hole in the bricks and just pass food and water in through there.
So it was like a prison.
It was
perhaps.
Like a prison. Who knows?
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
That lady in like Romania or something, who Lady Bathory.
Oh, Elizabeth.
They did that to her. They like bricked in the windows stuff, and then they just gave her food until she died.
You're right.
Oh, I thought she was like in a.
She was in a tower, but I also think
right,
that she
right, yeah,
was...
she wasn't underwater, but right. She was bricked in. I was talking about... What was I talking about before you started talking about something?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I'm like kind of texting too. Draven's like, Draven got out of work early, so now he's like, what do you need? What are you looking for?
Like, in case you guys haven't heard, Brixen's moving.
Yeah.
In the process of moving.
Well, by the time they hear this,
You will have moved.
Because yes, I'm supposed to be in there September 1st. So that's why, like...
Oh, that's true.
My whole entire life is dedicated to making this trailer inhabitable. It's gonna happen.
It's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Quickly too. It was a lot of work quickly.
Yeah.
But it's close.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta get the mold out of the ceiling and that's fix the not floors.
Good. Yeah, make paint. Sure that they get rid of all the mold and everything else is secondary to that.
Do you have anybody you need to teach a lesson to? Because now's the time to like brick somebody
put them in there. Yeah. Brick them in.
Bricks give and them mortar. Food.
Put them in the ceiling.
Leave a little spot to give them food and water.
Yeah. Just have their face like sticking out of your ceiling. You can feed them.
I ain't doing
that's
that.
That's just weird.
Spray them with like my kitchen hose.
Open up.
You thirsty? Hold on.
That's nuts.
All right. Say goodbye, girls.
Don't be a jagoff.
Get off my planet.
Goodbye.
Or move things around on my planet, like the London Bridge.
Oh, that's true.
Am I supposed to say something else?
I don't know. Okay. Are you?
Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye, girls.
Hey, if you like the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.